Senator, this day was a long time in coming, so to speak. You were only certified last week.
Yeah.
How does it feel today to get ready to take the new oath of office?
I'm excited. I'm excited for the challenge that Alaskans have presented me. What we just went through, what we as Alaskans went through with this write-in campaign, was truly a phenomenal undertaking. And I think we all recognize that that is really just the beginning. 6 years ahead of me now representing Alaska in the United States Senate for the second full term, I'm really excited about what lies ahead for Alaska.
Senator, I notice you still have your bracelet on. How much longer will you be wearing your bracelet?
Well, I do have my lucky write-in bracelet on, but I've also got a few other lucky items. I'm a little bit superstitious. I've got my lucky watch, my lucky fish ring. I wear my ALS bracelet so that we can wipe out that deadly disease. But I also have a new bracelet that my husband gave me for Christmas that says, Lisa Murkowski, fill it in, write it in, a takeoff of the plastic here. So when I am officially sworn in today, I think we take off the plastic and we'll keep the gift from my husband, a real keepsake.
The 112th Congress starts today. You're going to start your new term. What's your agenda for this Congress?
So much that we have in front of us. Of course, the focus that I have always had on the energy issues is one that we'll be moving in very, very quickly. I think it's more than fair to say we made good progress on an energy agenda last Congress, but we didn't finalize it. We didn't move it through the floor. So we need to pick up where we left off there. We've got some Alaska-specific issues that we need to advance. You don't ever forget the opportunities that await our state and our country when it comes to our energy resources, whether they are on ANWR or whether they are offshore, whether they are in Cook Inlet, how we're going to move Alaska's natural gas to market. These are big energy initiatives that we need to advance. We've got a lot of work that needs to be done from the regulatory perspective nationwide to ensure that we have the access, the resources that are going to be necessary, and in an environment that is conducive to making it happen here so that we use our resources. We have jobs for Alaskans, for Americans, and really working towards energy security. Big ticket items, of course, deficit reduction, how we deal with tax regulation and some real substantive reform. We've got issues as they relate to Social Security, immigration, no shortage of issues that face us as a Congress, as a nation. We've got a lot of work to do, and we got to get started.
And you will be coming back as the ranking member of the Energy Committee, correct?
I am the most senior member on the Energy Committee. When we convene and all of the committee assignments are allocated, the committee itself, the Republican members, will meet together to select that ranking member, and it is the most senior member on the committee. Again, I am that member, so I'm looking forward to serving as the ranking member on the Energy Committee for the 112th Congress.
Very good. Good luck, Senator. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Excited to be here today.